friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Wednesday, June 5th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. On Monday, a district judge considering whether there is evidence enough to send 15 Republican electors to trial. Question: how an investigator's conclusion that they tried to pause, quote unquote, the process was a crime. Howard Schock, an investigator with Dana Nessel, Attorney General's office, testified on Monday that he authored his affidavit that led to criminal charges because there was a concerted effort to create a slate of electors to present to then Vice President Mike Pence to cause a pause, quote unquote, in the process to certify President Joe Biden's victory in Michigan. Judge Kristen Simmons in the courtroom asked the investigator point blank, how is that a state crime? The court is not getting a great presentation in your explanation. Well, the investigator Schock's response was his investigation showed the second slate of electors was created to put pressure on the state legislature at the time to impact the vote counting. Again, leading Simmons to repeat her question, as well as to ask if the effort was somehow done in a fraudulent way. Well, the investigator had to admit to the judge, no, but added that anything that would interfere with the state law that lays out the electoral process would be a crime. Okay, let's back the bus up. Let's go way back to November 3rd of 2020. Let's go back to that election. Let's go back and look at what happened. Antrim County, I got a phone call from three, not one, not two, but three different news agencies at roughly about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning while I was in the basement of the TCF Center. Cobo Hall, whatever you want to call it, with Patrick Kobach, Christina Caramo, Bob Cushman. Many other people were inside the absentee ballot vote counting board, which was in the basement of Cobo Hall. I've told the story many, many times, what we saw with their own eyes. 3:30, 4 o'clock, all of a sudden my phone started blowing up. From news media. Is this Trucker Randy in Antrim County? Yes, it is. Yeah, this is blah, 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 blah from the New York Slimes, the Washington Compost, the Epoch Times, all these reporters calling me. Would you like to make a comment about your county turning blue for Biden in yesterday's election? It's being reported by the AP Wire that your Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has turned in numbers showing Biden won your county. Gary Peters against John James for U.S. Senate won your county. Would you like to make a comment? And I'm like, that didn't happen. Something's wrong with those numbers. There is no way in God's green earth that Joe Biden and Gary Peters won Antrim County. It did not happen. They even had the Democrat for the first congressional district, a complete unknown. I don't even know his name or her name. I don't even know who is running. They claimed that the Democrat won Antrim County over Congressman Jack Bergman, the Republican. I said it didn't happen. Oh, yes, it did. We're looking at maps right now of northern Michigan. All of northern Michigan is red except for your Antrim County, which is blue. I called Cheryl Guy's office, her thinking that I was on the radio doing an election night show. She didn't answer. Normally, they all answer. I have every single clerk's office in my phone stored because Brian Summerfield and I used to do election night shows live starting at 9 o'clock at night. After the polls close, numbers start coming in, we would start reporting local races. We're on our station here in northern Michigan, so we'd report in what happened in Traverse City, what happened in Gaylor, what happened in Charlevoix, Petoskey. We would start reporting the results. Cheryl Guy didn't answer the phone. Didn't get him to answer the phone until 8:30 the next morning when actually the assistant clerk, Connie Wing, answered the phone. And I said to her immediately, I said, Connie, what the heck? She's like, what are you talking about? I said, the AP wire, Jocelyn Benson's office, has colored in Antrim County blue. She said, well, we don't even look at the results, Randy. We just process the ballots and send them on to the Secretary of State. I said, did you use a calculator? Did you check the numbers? She said, no, we stopped using calculators 20 years ago. That led me to introduce one of our residents here in Antrim County, Bill Bailey, who was very, very upset about the results, especially in his Central Lake. I put him in touch with then attorney Matt DiPerno. Matt DiPerno filed the lawsuit. We had a forensic audit done. Mike Lindell flew all these computer geeks into Bel Air Airport, Cheryl Guy's office, on December 6th of 2020, about a month after the election. We did a forensic audit. I have the unredacted original 28-page forensic audit report. All of this was happening. All of this was being communicated. John Haggard in Charlevoix, Dare Rendon, Matt Maddock, Michelle Maddock. Many of these electors for the Republican Party were fully aware of all of this investigation that was going on that originated right here in our Antrim County. There were stories in the Detroit News, Craig Mauger, Detroit Free Press, all over the place, alleging election fraud. Something happened on election night. And it was triggered by the fact that Antrim County was blue on election night and the morning right after. So what they did, per our election laws, is they created a slate for Donald Trump, submitted it to, or tried to submit it to, the Senate in Lansing to forward to Vice President Mike Pence in Washington, D.C. All they wanted to do was say, wait a minute, before you certify the election, take a moment to have the state legislature investigate and look into these allegations of election fraud, these irregularities, anomalies, all these things that happened. And that's what they did. So this Judge Simmons asked the investigator with Dana Nessel's office, how is that a crime? He, again, is saying that the electors attempted to create pressure on the state legislature. Led Simmons to repeat the question. How is that a crime? How is that a crime? Show it to me. Well, he couldn't. Simmons then questioned Schock, who did not seek charges against attorney Ian Northen, and witnesses testified delivering a manila envelope containing the actual certificate of the Republicans. Why didn't he file against Kenneth Cheesebro, who actually is claimed to be or labeled to have been the architect of the elector's scheme? Well, the investigator said he didn't have enough evidence against the attorney, and he could not use any of the information Cheesebro offered because of a proffer agreement with the Attorney General's office. Gathering additional information, Schock repeated, challenging with the media attention to this case was a major issue. A proffer agreement gives limited immunity to a potential defendant who shares information, including emails, text messages, and private statements related to an investigation with the investigators. Statements given to the investigator made cannot be used against the individual for criminal charges. So basically, they gave him immunity. If you are willing to cooperate, if you're willing to give us the information, well, we will hold you harmless. We won't charge you. Well, the hearing on Monday concluded with the Attorney General's office resting its case against six of the defendants. William Hank Choate, Clifford Frost of Warren, Maya Rodriguez of Grosse Pointe Farms, Rose Rock of Paw Paw, Marion Sheridan of West Bloomfield, and Kenneth Thompson of Orleans. Marion Sheridan's been on the show in the past. She is the grassroots vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Joining us on the line right now is candidate for the 105th State House District race primary coming up here on August 6th. Christian Marcus is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. Can you hear me fine all right?
Yeah, it's okay. I wanted to ask you, because you texted me during the break, that you have some additional input to what I was talking about on that elector story.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, as I'm out knocking on doors, I'm talking to people, and they seem to be very responsive to that whole story in itself. You know, there's one little part when after Bill Bailey contacted all the commissioners, there was only one commissioner who said, "What can I do?" And that was me. I had to talk to my clerks and ask them, you know, what they felt, what happened on election night, and they knew something was wrong too. And as a result, my district was a district that invited these forensic experts to come in and do imaging of these machines. I was willing to stand up and take a chance and make sure that his voice was heard, while others seemed to be a little bit afraid to do so.
By doing so, you actually attended the forensic audit that took place on that Sunday, December 6, 2020, you actually witnessed them and how they handled the machines, the equipment, in Cheryl Guy's office.
I did, as well as the townships, when they came to the townships, along with the supervisors and other elected officers, to make sure that they didn't do anything that was inappropriate, alter or open the machines. None of that happened. So that's why we were there for that, as well as the county building investigation.
Right. And very much involved in the questioning of Cheryl Guy. You're actually the county commissioner at the time in Antrim during a public county commissioner meeting. You're the one that actually kept hammering her for who deleted the election night information. You're the one that actually got Cheryl Guy to admit, "I did it."
Yes, you know, not only do you have to hold the clerk accountable for their actions, but also I had to hold the board's feet to the fire to continue to get to the bottom of it. I know there was many efforts to where they wanted to just make it all go away, but we really needed to get to the bottom of what happened.
Right. Ultimately, the case was dismissed in the higher courts because they kept using the term, you know, not legal standing, no legal standing, which I still don't understand. Bill Bailey is a resident of our county, and we had the evidence, but we never got to present it. Let me ask you this. When you explain this to people and explain that Ken Borton, the current state representative, he told you, he told Vicky and I, he told many of us who originally supported him in his first term to be elected, that he was going to make this a priority when he got to Lansing. And what has he basically done?
Well, to my knowledge, there's no sponsorship, no authoring of any bills. I don't think anything's happened. I don't know if it's leadership issues or what, but that's definitely going to have to change.
Well, that's the main reason why you're running. And, of course, you're busy at work trying to do your day job at the same time campaigning. But the bottom line is these people in the 105th House District, they need to know the truth about his lack of commitment to promises made to us about election integrity, but also Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig and dealing with the health department and his legal battles. Ken flat out told him that when he went to Lansing, he'd work on, you know, doing something to prevent the health department from, you know, shutting down businesses because of these pandemics. And again, never did anything about that as well. Basically, I just call it a lack of, what would you say, legislative follow through? Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, I would think the messaging has been very poor. In fact, this governor is using the budget as a weapon this year and trying to combine the LORA agency as well as the health department and trying to infuse it through the budget process into their education programs. I was amazed when I looked at the proposals and seeing what they're looking at today. This governor is literally trying everything possible to enforce her own agenda on every department in our state to keep her hands clean in case another lawsuit applies where she was found guilty on multiple counts during the election or during COVID. So I think there's a plan in action, and I don't think our representative, our leadership, has been loud enough to make everybody know what's happening.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you chiming in for a short segment today, get your perspective on it. But this is something you saw with your own eyes, and this is a priority. I'm holding your campaign flyer, and you said, number one, you resolved to make your number one issue, election integrity, your highest priority.
Yeah, with the laws that they just passed with that citizen petition, it created a lot more problems to tackle, but yeah, it has to be done, and I don't think anybody's trying to figure out a way to do so.
Right, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. One last question. If people want to learn more about your campaign, they want to donate to help you get your signs and your mailers and your door-knocking information, where would they go to your website?
My website's marcus4mi.com. You can go there and click on the donate button. But I need more than anything ever is people to put the signs out and talk to other people, word of mouth. I am not seeking outside monies other than people who are willing to support me at a local level. The army of people who really feel the same way I do need to literally step up and talk.
And get involved in the campaign, volunteer, put out signs, help you with the walking list. Again, the website, folks, Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, the number 4MI.com. Just go there, check him out, and contact him through the website. And, Christian, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed